Start by closing your eyes and adjusting your posture so that you are comfortable. Ground yourself in the body, feeling your feet on the floor, your body in the chair or cushion, and the movement with the breath. Before we begin, I just want to say that you are capable of handling more than you give yourself credit for. Difficult, unpleasant emotions may sometimes get the better of you, but they always pass, and you always make it through them. By bringing mindfulness to the process of going through these hard times, you can train yourself to recognize your own resilience. Seeing clearly that you are capable of handling the difficulty, you will train the mind to know you are okay. So let's start by bringing to mind a difficult emotion that you have experienced recently. Do not indulge in the story. Instead, focus on the feeling. You can do this by tuning in first to the body. What does the body feel like when this emotion is present? Feeling the emotion in the body, investigate your capacity to be with it. What feels overwhelming or unmanageable? Ask yourself, are you able to handle the feeling in this single moment? Continue to tend to the bodily experience, examining whether you're able to be present with it or not. Move your attention to the mind and mental state. When this emotion is present, what is the mind doing? Notice the thoughts that arise and the general feeling of the mind. Again, ask yourself if anything arising is too much for you to handle. For the final 2 minutes, reflect on the pains and difficulties you have gone through over your life, through small frustrations and larger experiences of grief and tragedy. You have made it to this moment today. Coming back now, I hope you have recognized your natural resiliency and remember that you are indeed capable. Everything we go through is a learning experience and makes us who we are, uniquely you. And just like a book or a movie would be boring without the adversity and the struggles that the characters go through, life as well would be boring without those. So celebrate them and celebrate your ability to get through them.